Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And we're talking about a superpower war that's going on in cyberspace between two superpowers, China and the United States. Joining us now is our friend Siobhan Gorman, Wall Street Journal intelligence correspondent, who has a piece today about a report that's expected to be released today by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission, which is a very boring-sounding commission, but it's talking about a very, very serious case of industrial espionage in cyberspace between China and the United States. Siobhan, what's going on here?
Well, I think that what the commission has found is that China has been stepping up its efforts to sort of lay the groundwork for any potential cyber war with the United States. And in doing that, it's done a lot of spying in cyberspace, particularly on U.S. companies.
Now, there is a particular U.S. company involved here. Will the report identify the company, do you think?
No, it won't. I kept nudging. I nudged these guys for the better part of 2 or 3 days, and nobody will give up the particular company. Although, when I was speaking with one member of this U.S.-China commission, he said that the description of the attack bears a lot of the hallmarks of past attacks on U.S. defense companies.
Interesting. Now, the Chinese embassy in Washington says that the commission is just a product of a Cold War mentality, and it's all about picking the Chinese to pieces and denies accusations of espionage. But there are the hallmarks that you mentioned a moment ago. This involved software that help desks typically use to remote control computers. Explain the modality here, which is a little bit disturbing.
Well, yeah, I thought it was actually an interesting detail that you also picked up on, that the software that was used by these cyber spies to start accessing the data in this major U.S. company was the same sort of remote access software that help desks use when your computer's on the fritz and they're trying to remote in to help fix it. What they were able to do was basically steal account information of dozens of employees at this company and log in as if they were that employee remotely through this software.
And maybe even more disturbing, they were able to hide their logins by encrypting the data so that they were essentially residing, you know, in camouflage in some sense, right?
Yes, the encryption actually took place when they started to steal the data and send it back. But they were able to essentially hide in plain sight because they were pretending to be employees. And when they were moving a lot of the data around within the company, because they were sort of hopscotching across various computers within the company, collecting bits and pieces and files and things that they had previously identified, when they were trying to collect large quantities of data, they located it on these major email servers,
right,
which deal with a lot of traffic, and so you wouldn't necessarily notice a lot more data moving back and forth because they're dealing with so much of it anyway.
Wall Street Journal reporter Siobhan Gorman, any sense of what this data was? And finally, is there a smoking gun that implicates the Chinese government here? Quickly.
It's the kind of data was research and development data, high-tech data. It sounded like actually the type of thing that would be, plans, and if it's a defense company, perhaps plans for some sort of, you know, weapon system or military equipment.
What about the government?
In terms of the smoking gun, they said that all the indications point to state action just because it was such a complex operation.
And because the Chinese government controls internet and access in so many different ways. Siobhan Gorman, Wall Street Journal intelligence correspondent, reporting from Washington. Thank you, Siobhan.
Thank you.